Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Today on Live Talk, we are looking at the High Court ruling overturning a CCC's Job Scholars conviction by the Magistrate Court and the alleged use of the judiciary to crush dissent in Zimbabwe. But first, let us take a look at other issues. Hungary is threatening to block tens of billions of dollars of European aid for Ukraine and veto its EU membership bid amid a spiraling dispute between Brussels and Budapest. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the EU Council President traveled to Hungary Monday in a bid to calm relations ahead of a crucial December summit.
Hungary has long been a thorn in the side of the European Union, and now, as the campaign is underway for next June's European elections, the Hungarian government has launched a personal attack against European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, putting up billboards showing her alongside Alex Soros, the son of the liberal Hungarian-born financier George Soros, another favourite target. The slogan reads, "Let's not dance to their tunes." Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán stepped up his attacks on the EU in an address to his Fidesz Party Congress this month.
"I am convinced that today in Brussels, Europe is being destroyed and led to its ruin."
European Council President Charles Michel visited Orbán for talks Monday. Neither spoke to the media. The EU is continuing to withhold around $24 billion from the bloc's post-COVID stimulus fund over concerns about the rule of law in Hungary, including the independence of the judiciary and freedom of the press. In a letter to Michel last week, Orbán reportedly threatened to block a $50 billion EU aid package for Ukraine. He also said he would veto Ukraine's future membership in the bloc unless EU leaders agree to review their entire strategy of support for Kyiv. Analysts say the policy could backfire.
"Orbán is increasingly isolated within the European Union. And it hurts. It hurts not only symbolically, but it hurts economically as well. The Hungarian economy is not in a very good shape, and the lack of the EU funds and the frozen EU funds due to rule of law concerns, but also due to the government's outlier position in the Russia-Ukraine issue and also its EU bashing clearly played an important role in freezing these funds."
Brussels released $1 billion of the frozen funds last week in an effort to overcome Hungary's objections, but it's not clear if that will be enough. EU heads of state are due to meet December 14th to discuss opening formal talks on Ukraine's membership application. Hungary has said there is no way those talks can proceed with a country at war and has urged Kyiv to seek peace talks with Moscow. Ukraine has said it will not open negotiations until Russian forces leave its territory.
"Ukrainians just don't believe that Russia can be trusted, and that's why they see the EU and NATO membership as the only security guarantee, not just for Ukraine, but for sustainable peace and stability in Europe."
Any blocking of EU aid or veto of Ukraine's membership application would raise the stakes further in the increasingly bitter dispute between Budapest and Brussels. Analysts say Orbán could be emboldened by the recent election of like-minded leaders in Slovakia and the Netherlands, who have also voiced scepticism of EU support for Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
On the 17th of May, six University of Zimbabwe students, Benjamin Waratsa, Emmanuel Chitima, Comfort Mpofu, Lionel Madamombe Gamchirai Chaburumunda, and Darlington Chikwena, were arrested for staging a peaceful protest in Harare, demanding an end to the persecution of opposition politicians, including Job Sikala. One of the students speaks.
My name is Gamchirai Chaburumunda, a 22-year-old student leader at the University of Zimbabwe. I was arrested on the 8th of June and later released from remand prison on the 9th of July 2023. This was a 31-day journey which led me to do a Tales of a Prisoner engagement. This engagement came as a way of trying to tell the world, to inform the Zimbabweans, and to also reach out to human rights organizations so that they can check some of the conditions which are being faced by prisoners in prison. For example, I would talk about the times when we had to strip naked whilst the prison officers looked on. This is a condition which violated our humanity, rights to privacy, and not forgetting issues of homosexuality that have flooded the internet these days. So this could be really uncomfortable to some of our prisoners. That is majorly why I'm doing Tales of a Prisoner engagement.
That was Gamchirai Chaburumunda, one of the students who were arrested for protesting, calling for an end to the persecution of opposition politicians, including Job Sikala. Today, High Court judges, Justices Kwenda and Chikowero ruled that Magistrate Mariana Ro Gofa erred when she convicted Sikala in May this year. Honorable Job Sikala's lawyers, Harrison Gomo and Jeremiah Bamo, speak to Studio 7.
It's important for the press to understand that on this particular charge, Honorable Sikala was out on bail. So he remains in custody on account of another matter which is coming before the Manchester Court on the 11th, the 12th and the 13th, which is a charge again related to Timor Blessing Ali, but this time it's a charge of obstruction of the course of justice. Of course, the $600 has to be refunded. He has to claim it. The review matter was set down together with the appeal, but the review was challenging the validity of the charge upon which he was convicted. So it was now academic to deal with it, because effectively after acquittal there was no need to deal with the difficulties and intricate details attendant to the charge.
And what was the primary reason for the judge to say he is innocent in this case?
The first issue is the evidence that was laid in the court of law. Naturally, we are yet to study the judgment, but what happened regarding the interaction between the state and the court on the day of the argument, the first issue is what we have always complained about. The judge was defective. It did not support the facts on the ground. The evidence was not supporting Mr. Sikala obstructing the course of justice.
And what is the outstanding case now, especially that one that is related to Mob Desinger?
The outstanding cases are so many. Some of them are involved, some of them I am not. So regarding all the outstanding cases, because Mr. Bamu, my colleague here, is involved in all the cases, I'll defer to him.
So the matter in which he's alleged to have incited public violence arising from the funeral or the murder of Mob Desinger Ali is the one that's coming back on the 11th to the 13th of December 2023 on the continuous roll. Again, on the 11th of December 2023, there is another matter that is coming up for ruling at 11:15, in which he's alleged to have published or communicated false to prejudicial to the state on allegations that he had posted on Facebook that the police had beaten a child to death, was trapped on his or her mother's back. The other matter that is coming back on the 15th of December 2023 is the one that is charged together with the mayor of Chitungizwa, Love Momaiko.
That was Harrison Komo and Jeremiah Pamu, Job Sikala's lawyers, speaking to journalists in Harare following the High Court ruling. Please stay with us as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see. We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing the overturning of Job Scalar's conviction by the High Court and the alleged use of the judiciary to crush a dissent in Zimbabwe. To discuss the matter, we are joined by Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance and Alan Marashe, a Zimbabwe National Students Union leader who was arrested last week. We are looking forward to also be joined by one of Job Scalar's lawyers as the program progresses. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we'll start with you, Nhlanhla Ncube. Yes, sikhangela udaba esilalo lapha Ncube. Wena ukubona njani lokho ukuthi uSikhala eqaliseni ukuthi hayi utholakale elomlando ngumagistrate laphana, kodwa ke iHigh Court yasingenela isithi hathi akalamlando. Ukubona njani lokho?
Kuyatshengisa ukuthi khona bekuvele umlando ungekho, kodwa ke le iCourt engaphansi enze isinqumo sonaleso okukhona okwalesi sikhathi political pressure, esingakubiza sithi political pressure, yiyo enza ukuthi khona simbone esephuma, loba bengeke bakutsho khona lokho. Ngoba amaCourt ayasebenza ngendlela yokuthi umuntu batholakale lecala loba engalalo, ikakhulu kusenziwa libandla libusayo ukuthi yilo elichokola izinto zonke zisenzakala ngendlela elifuna ukuthi zenzakale ngazo. So ke thina siyi-Freedom Alliance vele sifuna silwela inkululeko yabantu kugoqela ke umnumzana uSikhala.
Ye, ngiyabonga laphana Ncube. Welcome to the program, Alan. We understand today there were elections for SRC at the UZ, and this is part of why you were arrested last week. Can you tell us what happened today and the reasons for your arrest?
Thank you for the opportunity. On Friday last week, they took me and if I was working into the lecture room, and they said, "Where are your fellow comrades and fellow colleagues?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" Then they said, they want to interview me and they want to question me on what happened on the nomination day and what happened on the nomination court. And I said, I wasn't present during that process when the students ordered the team to answer what had happened, what really the criteria they used for the nomination court. And I asked them, and I told them that I don't know anything. Soon after the nomination court, I was satisfied with the process. I was satisfied with the outcome since I was on the ballot. And they said, you should write what we get you to report on your report. And they're the ones who are directing me on how, what to write, and how I'm going to write my report. So the report that I filed at the High Court, at the Magistrate Court, it's not my report, but it's their report. Then secondly, they asked me who were the people who were demonstrating, who were insulting the junior students. And I answered to them that I don't know anything since I was afraid of the outcome of the nomination court. By that time, I was celebrating and together setting campaign for my election since I'm a candidate for the Faculty Association Bill of Rights.
Ndinotenda paya Allen. Tichitarisa zvese izvi zviri kuitika sevechidiki vari musangano rezinasu iri muri kuzviona sei izvi? Muri kuona zviri zvinhu zviri kufamba sei? Tichitarisa mitemo iripo, zviri kuwirirana here nemitemo kana kuti zviri kupesana nemitemo?
As we let me quote that the 1675 subsection 1, education must be accessible to each and every citizen. But as it is now, as the students under the Union of Zinasu, it's no longer a fair unto us. It is in an election day. We don't have our SRC presenter and the main secretary general who are disqualified, who still have a pending case. But on the election regulation, they say, a person who is found guilty and who has been found guilty must not contest it. But these are our fellow candidates. They have a pending case which has to prove that if they are, if either they are guilty or not, that the university and the administration, they decided to disqualify them. So we can't say we were at the election. There's no a game without a goalkeeper in the circle. Obviously, it's a solo and it's an open loose game.
Sibuyele kuwela phana Ncube, uyaluza udaba lwabatsha lolu olwenzakalayo eHarare laphana, ulubona njani wena? Siluhlanganisa nje lokwenzakalayo enkantolo zethu, sikhangela kakhulu udaba oluka baba usikhala laphana, sikhayela ukuthi sekule nyanga ezifika zona 17 ebotshiwe, kodwa kungakabi lecala elilodwa okuthiwa utholakale elalo lelo ade tholakale lalo i-High Court sithe hatshi ngala cala lelo. Ukubona njani konke lokho?
Ye thina babuNcube vele yikho sisitsho siyi-Freedom Alliance ukuthi inkululeko kayikabi khona eZimbabwe. Lokho sibefore 1980. Nxa usazi ngesikhathi lapho kade kuyisikhathi War of Liberation iliwa, bekule mthetho kaSmith yona le evalela abantu isenza njalo. Okuyisimanga yikuthi abantu bezanu bahleli bekhuluma ngokuthi baphulula ilizwe, kodwa inkululeko yakhona kayikho ngoba indlela benza ngayo is even worse than esikhathi sikaSmith. So ke konke khonokho kwenzakala kuma-students, ama-students awe-university ngabantu vele abakhuluma ngenkululeko nini lanini besenza khona lokho. Abantu abaku-opposition njengosikhala ngabantu abamezele bemele inkululeko. Silabo abantwana benkosi laphane okwababizwa ngokuthiwa yi-MRP9. Buthuliselwe ngabo ngabantwana ababotshiweyo basejele kakuphulunywa lutho. Ngizizwa ngiyangeka kakhulu, especially nxa ngikhangela kwelakithi emhlubulweni wakithi, ukuthi sithule nje sichaya amangqetshane kuvuka kunathwa amatiye nje engathi izinto zonke ziqondile. I-violation kumbukwephulwa okwelungelo loluntu okuseZimbabwe kungeyinye indlela ebolileyo esabekayo, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela abantu bakithi labantu abaku-opposition. Abantu abezanu bona nsuku zonke ukusa kwamalanga besenza umathanda kabenziwa lutho. So kuyasibonisa khonokho ukuthi khona silohulumende okuthiwa upartisan osekela uhlangothi olebandla elibusayo, okuyinto okumele ukuthi abantu bakithi bangakuvumi khonokho, ikakhulu abantu abakuzani ukuthi kanti nxa besehluleka ukuthi bakhuze umhlolo njengalowo, basho ukuthi abantu bakithi opposition, abanye ku-opposition umuntu ukhangela ukuthi kube libandla lakhe kuphela. So thina njenge-Freedom Alliance, we condemn this thing in the strongest possible terms, uku-abhyuza kwabantu nje bonke eZimbabwe, usikhala ema-university, omama aba-abhyuzwayo, abantu bemathebelendi aba-abhyuzwa. We are against that.
Yeah, siyabonga laphana Ncube. Coming back to you, Allen, looking at the case, we realized that in June, some of the students from the University of Zimbabwe protested vachichema nekuzvekuti aiwa ngakusashandiswe matare edzimosva kuti kugadziriswe nyaya dzepolitiki vachitaura nyaya yavasikala tichitarisa apo sevechidiki munoiona sei nyaya iyi
tichitarisa nyaya yavagadzikala ezi the national college is the same benefit for the as the young generation who are yet to grow up. We are seeing it as a crime to participate in politics. We no longer believe that participating in politics is a right of a citizen, but it's now about those who are in the game. As the youth, the youth are saying they already give up on how to do it. We already gave up about our future in politics. Now what we rely on is an individual thing. If you learn as a sort of thing, humanity in politics has been lost.
Thank you there, Alan. Coming back to you, Ncube, looking at the case in Dabaga Sikhala Lay, kuyini ngokubona kwakho kwenza ukuthi kuthathwe isikhathi eside kangaka kungakaqedwa nje ukuthonisiswa kwamacala wonke la lalobe amaningi kodwa siyabona ukuthi kulodaba olulodwa kuphela oselufike emaphethelweni kodwa amanye lokho edonsa nje esiya phambili. What could be the issue there?
Yeah, into ekhona vele yindaba yombusazwe ekhona lapha. Kuzanywa ukuthi kufakwe umbiko ukuthi phakathi kwenu ozake nje asukume akhulume uludo kumbe athi khona kahle nisukumele ububo obenzakalayo yikho lokho esizamenza khona. So ke usetshenziswe ke esingathi ngumzekeliso ubaba usikhala laphana ukwenzela ukuthi kwethuke wonke umuntu oselizweni. Njengoba sisazi ukuthi bekuyiwe ekhethweni akasakwazanga ukuthi-ke ancintise ekhethweni laphana. Kuyinto ebunjiweyo yakhiwa kuhle kwaba lithala lokuthi khona izanu kayingaphikiswa. Lokhu kusafuneka i-one party state yalana okwakutshona kugijinyiswa ubaba uNkomo. Yiyo elokhu ikhona phana. Yikho kwenza amacala wona lawa bebevalelwa abantu ama-10 years ejele babalophuze kufuna amakhiwa ezama ukuthi abantu ngabethuke. Manje okumangalisayo ke bona laba abamnyama abalesigogo sethu esimnyama indlela abakwenza ngayo ulunya abalalo kuyajanisa kakhulu. Ubusumangala ukuthi abantu abanjengabona laba abalocuku abalomona onzima kanje ufice omunye umuntu ebhize esithi kabavotele labo bantu ebatshayela imvoxoxo umuntu uthola umuntu omdala ekusekela khona lokho. So akusikho ukuthi usikhala kuthiwa amacala lawulawo kwenzela ukuthi ahlale engasakhululekanga ukuthi alokhuze lokho ilungelo lakhe elezombusazwe angasabi lalo esingathi ngama-political rights. Kuvinjwa khonokho lokuthi labanye babe silence kungasabi le nto abazayitsho ngoba sebesesaba ukuthi uzavalelwa ungasolizani usuvalelwa umvubula.
Ye, ngike ngubambe laphana Ncube kulo mlaleli okhona. Hello caller.
Okay.
Hello, we can hear you. You can continue.
Hello, Studio 7, njani?
Siyaphila linjani? Lisixhumale ngapi?
Likhuluma lo Joel Nyathi waselupani kodwa ngokuhlala ngise South Africa kwele sethembisa.
Ye, siyabonga baba Nyathi. Lingaqhubekela phambili. Lilubona njani udaba lolu esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje?
Esh baba, lento ibuhlungu kakhulu ezweni lakithi. Sihlezi emazweni amanye uyazi siyinhlekisa kwamanye amazwe mawuthi uhamba ngapha uzobakhuluma ngani. Esh leso sikhathi izinto azimanga kahle elizweni, abantu uma bethi bayakhomplaina bayaboshwa bavalelwa emajele. Shouthi kahle kahle umbuso wezanu PF mubi kakhulu ke owabelungu wawungcono kakhulu ngoba wawungagcinezeli ngale ndlela le yabenza ngakhona.
Hayi, siyabonga baba Nyathi ngombono wakho laphana. Thank you. Coming back to you, Alan, we heard from Ncube there on the issue that he's saying the courts are captured. But ZANU-PF is saying, no, the courts are independent. What's your take on that?
Yebo, abantu kahle kahle izizana uPF ayifuna ukuvuma iqiniso baba okunye bahlezi bebulawa amamemba weCCC kodwa mabebuzwa bekutshela ukuthi ababulawa ngabantu bezana uPF. Ngiyakhumbula lapha kunentathelo Studio 7 usisi laphana washaya ebulawayo babuya baphika ukuthi amamemba ashaya abantu ngamamembers wabo. So lokho vele sesikujwayele ukuthi bayenze into qede baphike baprotectana bona bodwa bayabulala abantu bekuphike lokho kodwa ngapha bejike bebophe abantu abangenalo icala ngokuthi basola wona umbuso wezana uPF law.
Ye ngiyabonga siyabonga laphana babanyathi ngombono wakho going back to you Allen Allen tichitari sapa nyatse sedzi dziri kutaurwa asi batore zano PF rinoti aiwa makodzi ari kushanda akazvimiririra havasi kupindira ipapo iwo unozviona seizvi.
Let me listen from the student activism. Military Japanese, because the Zaitua, we, it's not a Sapuan, but the even a thing because let's look at the student agent application in Akata for iPod to stop it and in the Kung, Gorora, Kokuka, Kuki, Raka, disqualify, Raka, disqualify, the Kumirira, Rakizi. The battery is nothing. Like, that's why I want to score. I cannot find some income. I'm not going to be cheaper. My people are too mean. Go out there. Find that it is decent. It is your part of the junior to write the footy. My footy is that now. I don't go to change the data. But really interested in my jury. Even if no suffer to go or another score, let's say Mukayenda, Nina, I'm going to see Munongona ti kupera sezia hamuna kana chibedza chimwe chemunombira nacho izvi zvakadaro zvinongoratidzawo kuti makoti edu haana independent haana kuzvitonga kuzvere pana ane kumwe kakukondorera kanozoitwa pamberi kunyange tikagaragara nyaya ichinzi yazogara zvinengei but kupera kwenguva tinozongoanda kwanzi theresem ino dilewa zvake nyadzichingodile bhatozongonti aiwas apa pasina pachingonzi havana evidence havana takati timumira sezvakati kusvika mazeleza hope iye zvinotaura kuti hatina setivenes yatinenge tinayo mudare rezimosa dzedu hatinawo
tinotenda sizwe ke amazwi akho okugcina laphana Ncube ugqiba uhlelo.
Ye mina ngumbono wethu si Freedom Alliance sithi khona okwenzakalayo lokhu kubi kakhulu kuyabonakala ukuthi khona kungeniswa ipolitiki kulabo abakhangele ezemithetho lapha bese sikhathazeka kakhulu ngabatsha abazihlalelayo nje kube ngathi izinto zonke zihamba kahle zingahambi kahle bese ngisiza ebantwini bakithi abantwana babochiwi MRP 9 vendawonye belosikhala ake siboneni ukuthi kukhona esikwenzayo singahlali angathi nje izinto ziright zona zingaqondanga lobu yi-triple C usemathebelelendu yini can we come together and deal with the issues ezisihluphayo ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu bakithi. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga Ncube. Allen, give us your last words as we conclude. Just a short words there.
Thank you for coming. My last words that I answer is that as the youth, we need to lift our hope in participating in politics. As you know, each and every time we try to engage from a different perspective, we end up being arrested. So to my fellow colleagues, yes, we may say, quoting from one of the famous
thank you, Allen. I will have to cut you short there. Time is not friendly. Thank you all for participating on Live Talk today. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Taboka Nguvem.